Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, Gerald Celende of Trends Research is with us. Gerald, of course, you can also go to his site, trendsjournal.com. He's riding shotgun with us until 20 after, interspersed with your phone calls. Bill, and then Justin, and then Ken, and then Jerry, and then Bill. We will get to all of you with your take on the frantic info I got from people on the base. I'll just leave it at that. Nuclear weapons that were not known to exist popping out and then being loaded on trucks and then no paperwork. And Dias Air Force Base. So I'm going to stop talking about that now until we go back to your calls. Gerald, you got cut off by the break. This is a short segment, long segment coming up. You were getting into a quote from a Trends Journal you did 13 years ago about the new nature of warfare, and then you also went to the U.S. military and gave them a presentation on 21st century warfare. Please continue.
Yeah, this is what I wrote, continuing it. I said wars on a global scale or wars between mismatched adversaries will no longer require big armies, navies, or air forces. Instead, a new era of, quote, briefcase warfare will be ushered in, eliminating the traditional battlefields and pitched battles between clearly delineated enemies. Unable to face off against the unchallengeable and vastly superior military might of the United States, enemies within and outside the U.S. borders will rewrite the rules of engagement. It's going to be this kind of briefcase warfare if the United States continues its policy of engaging us in foreign entanglements. Today, Alex, September 6th, 1777, not more than a few hundred feet away from me, is the Senate House, where New York State formally became a state. And this was the first capital of New York State. And every one of the founding fathers, and this area, of course, has its roots in the Revolution, warned us about becoming involved in foreign entanglements. And now we have all of these little girls and boys that are selling out our country and threatening our future to take us into a war for what?
I agree with you. Why do you think our elite is so creepy and weird? And Kerry looked like he was about to collapse the whole time. And then they're not worried as Russian and Chinese ships show up and as everything gears up and as Iran threatens to rape Obama's daughters. I mean, this is really getting bad.
Why? Why did Jeffrey Dahmer like to eat little kids? They're sick. And nobody wants to call it what it is. Look at their behavior. Who among us would associate with these people on a social level? As I said before, you know, these are the same people you couldn't stand in high school and college that wanted to become class president and head of the student council. And now they follow their career path. You know how they give drug tests for everybody, you know, if you get a government job? I'd like to see drug tests for John Insane McCain, Lindsay Out of His Mind Graham, John Ketchup King Kerry, and all of the rest. I wonder what psychotropic drugs these people are on.
Oh, they're obviously on something. They all look and act completely insane. I wouldn't, if I was, you know, came into like a church or something, sitting down in a pew, I wouldn't sit next to guys that act and look like them. They're obviously power mad, mentally ill perverts. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to come back with your phone call straight ahead with Gerald Celende, and I'm going to get into any other top trends he's got straight ahead. But I mean, this is just insane what's going on. And by the way, Obama refuses to rule out striking Syria without approval of Congress. As it's revealed, he faces a huge loss in the White House. I'm going to get Gerald's prediction on the future of Obama.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine. Hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
It's hurricane and wildfire season again. Why do thousands of people sit in these reoccurring problem areas year after year, betting their lives that the disaster won't get them? Hundreds of you help eFoods Direct ship 50,000 donated meals to the Oklahoma victims. The problem is we can't help everybody. If every one of us who can will take care of ourselves, we can all pitch in to take care of those who really can't. The new just-in-case pack from eFoods Direct is the big brother to the 7-day emergency pack designed for Oklahoma disaster donations. It contains a 2-month supply for one person, or a 1-month supply for two adults, or a 2-week supply for a family of four. The $320 price is $50 less than retail. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Order two or more, get 10% off, free shipping applies. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
That's right. Powered by history, truth, justice, liberty. Trying to be accurate and honorable. I'm your host, Alex Jones. And we are coming to you from deep in the heart of Texas, Austin. Gerald Celente joins us from one of the birthplaces of the revolution in 1775, 1776, Kingston, New York. I feel like I hang out with Gerald every day because he's a big part of Obama deception, too. I'm up here till 10, 11 o'clock at night most nights working on. It's going to come out. I keep saying I'm going to announce when it's coming out. December 2nd, December 3rd or so, folks. It'll premiere on PrisonPlanet.tv, and the DVDs will all ship out. But I'm not going to, it wasn't going to come out in November. I'm just behind on it with all this stuff going on, and I won't put out crud. This will be my best film, by the way. It's very powerful, covers basically everything. But Gerald Celente is our guest. I promise to go to your calls. If you just joined us, some stations just joined us, some listeners. The top story on Infowars.com right now deals with Senator Graham warns of nuke strike after missing warheads report. And if you don't know about that, our intel is nukes that weren't supposed to be since 86 or so under the START Treaty, I guess 87, at the Dyess Air Force Base, the big Air Force Global Command, for nuclear strikes, wasn't supposed to be there anymore. But out of mothballs, they appear. And there were head base officers out there, police, local police, security people, special forces there to get the special forces out of Florida, Army, there to get warheads and ship them to South Carolina, and no paperwork was signed. And the person we talked to was very freaked out. By the way, I didn't even ask for this leak. I want to make that clear. This just came into my office. We called the base. They won't deny it. We're 3 days into this. We're making more phone calls. Can you bring my reporters in here? I know they've been calling and stuff. Get me Jackson and Gucciardi, because I know they're making the calls. They were making those calls 3 hours ago. I didn't know what happened. I know they're videotaping it and everything, but I need to know. Gerald Talente's on with us at TrendsJournal.com, giving us his take on all this. We're going to a few phone calls real quick and then final comments from Gerald Talente on other key trends he's watching and where he thinks the future of Obama's going. But let's go real fast. Caller, make your point. I'll move to the next person. Thanks for holding. We'll go Bill, John, Bill, Justin, and Ken. I'll be it for calls. Bill in Georgia, thanks for holding. Retired U.S. Navy with info on nukes. You've heard the story. What's going on? Graham now saying South Carolina is a nuke target if we don't attack Syria. Do you think there's nothing to worry about? Do you think I'm connecting things that aren't connected? Do you think this is important?
I think you're making the right connections. I think we might be pushing it a little further than necessary. The nuclear weapons are controlled by the Department of Energy. They don't actually belong to the military. Every one of them is serialized, and every one of them has a chemical slash elementary marker. So if one was detonated, it would be possible to forensically find out where they came from and what plant they were actually developed.
I understand they're jacketed by certain things that'll then put off an isotope that fingers it, but it's easy to re-jacket them and set somebody up. Look, all I'm telling you is you saw the Minot missing cruise missiles 5-6 years ago, so we know that was a big setup. I mean, the issue was is they were transferred improperly is why the people were freaked out.
Right, and that's a great point, because the minute that something like that comes out into the public, the Department of Energy is going to require that every military nuke known on record to be immediately inventoried within a matter of days, if not a week. And they'll trace down whether or not something's missing, and if they don't trace it down, then we've got a problem. It sounds like to me that maybe an information false flag to try to push Congress to point to Syria to try to have a reason to get Congress to vote to bomb Syria.
Sure. So you're saying it could be a false flag, or just the idea that nukes are floating around? What, have helicopters fly over? They'll pick up the radiation, then they move them to freak out other members of the military?
Well, I think it's more to freak out the Congress to get Congress to vote to bomb Syria by saying that, hey, we got missing nukes and it may have been stolen by Syrians that are going to use it to freaking hit South Carolina. And I was stationed in Charleston, South Carolina. I don't know if they still got it, but once upon a time they used to store nuclear weapons north of Charleston, South Carolina. And the Savannah Nuclear River Power Plant's not far from there either.
No, that's what the caller said earlier. No. And in fact, that's what we were also told as well. It's just this was all done in an irregular fashion. But this source is known to us. I'll just leave it at that for a long time. So they saw all this happen. This isn't somebody planning a story on us to get us to fearmonger, because I've already thought about that. Wow, thank you so much. What an informative caller there, Gerald. What's your take on that, Gerald Salente?
Well, you know, as I said, you know, they're going to use something. And the caller made a point about, you know, more fear and hysteria. But I have to say this. You can say anything you want about the American people, but look how many of them are hip to what's going on. And as you had pointed out, we're hearing that calls going into Congress are riding up 500 to 1 against. And then you're looking at the polls that are showing, as you, I think you said, 9%. Other people only support an attack. So I think all of this is very encouraging. Even with all the fear mongering going on, the people are saying no more to war. And I believe that to me is that what should be being pushed a lot more now. Let the people vote. You want to go to war? Let us decide. not a bunch of politicians who are getting paid off by the defense industry, as we're seeing from all of these reports that are coming out about all of those people in the so-called foreign intelligence.
That's right. The Foreign Intelligence Committee, those that voted for it, got 83%, according to Reuters, more money from the defense establishment than the other senators.
So my rules for peace are, anybody that wants to take a sod out, man, go do your work. You know, keep me out of your psycho trip. You want to call them out, take them out. And number two, let the people vote. We don't have a representative form of government. That's only for little kids. They represent the people that give them the most amount of money. In white shoe boy talk, they call it campaign contribution.
How do you think it's going to end for Obama? Because he was their great front man meant to sell all this. It seems everybody's turning against him right now.
I think Obama's going to pull a fast one. You know, this guy's somewhere between a snake and a weasel. And he'll come out with something, and he really knows how to put on a good show. I watched the body language, by the way, of him when he came out of that car walking over to Putin.
Arrogant.
Now, you and I met each other a couple, you know, we don't come out with our arms extended out to here to shake hands. There's a lot going on behind the scenes over here. You know, people say this guy's from Kenya. I think he's from another planet, you know? And so I don't think that, you know, and I say that in jest, but I also say it with, there's something else going on here, and psychopaths and sociopaths don't go down easy.
Also, notice Obama would not look Putin in the eye. Putin was trying to talk to him, and Obama turned away. And I saw multiple videos where Putin would try to go over and talk to him, and Obama now will not even really talk to him.
Pick up the Trends Journal that you have that we just sent you. And I wrote about how Obama canceled the meeting that was supposed to, remember, you got that, you know, about 2 weeks ago. Obama canceled the meeting that was scheduled with Putin, a summit between them, using the Snowden thing because Russia wouldn't deport him back to the United States. So Obama had already canceled the meeting long before the G20 meeting began. They were supposed to hold a private meeting. It's right there in the Trends Journal.
No, it's on record. He did that. Yeah, so.
And the reason they canceled it had nothing to do with Putin. It had everything to do, in my belief, with the setup for a war with Syria.
Absolutely. They don't want diplomacy. Real quick, let's talk to Bill in Maine, ex-Marine with Access to Info. Bill, what's your quick take on this missing nuke story? And Lindsey Graham is in the news saying that South Carolina will be hit by nukes if we don't invade Syria. I mean, that's big news, but it's not making big news. It's big news to me. What's your take on this, Bill?
Well, I fully believe, and by the way, I have 30 years. I'm a retired Marine. I worked in Black Ops, and I did a lot of secure work. I have access to secure information. I also have some information that might interest you. I fully believe that it's a very good possibility, because if those are in there, we've received we've intercepted radio from China. We've intercepted radio signals, and they're saying that Washington, D.C. is being targeted for a possible strike. We don't know if it's nuke or what it is. And it's set up for 9/11. Now, that makes no sense to me, because none of the politicians are going to be there that day. They're all going to be gone. All the patriots are going to be there. I can assure you, there's not going to be a single politician anywhere in Washington that day. Which means the targeting would probably be the patriots. So, basically what we're looking at here, like I said, the intercepts and with the DOD computers going nuts, everything is just... It's very easily possible that's what they're going to use and blame it on Syria.
And say Syria nuked the U.S. and start World War III? Wow.
Yes.
All right, I appreciate your call, sir. We're going to go to break here and let Gerald go. Gerald, thank you so much for your time. I think everybody better call Congress. They better call the media. They better say, hey, we don't want World War III. and tell the yuppies to stop laughing. Is that good advice, you think, Gerald?
That's great advice. And also the point that was just made, 9/11. They're gonna do a show on 9/11 to freak people out like you won't believe. Nothing has to happen. Something may happen, I don't know, something may not, but they will use it as a terrorist scare day, and you're gonna see the change take place.
Yeah, absolutely. They gotta pull a rabbit out of a hat. Everybody's waking up to them. Folks, have your eyes and ears open, your video camera's loaded. Everybody's gotta be eyes and ears. Thank you, Gerald.
Why does the United States spend the largest percentage of GDP in the world on healthcare? Why do we have the highest cancer rates on the planet? The highest rates of diabetes, autism, and every other major disease? It all comes down to one thing. We are what we eat. Our food is devoid of nutrition and processed with poisons and additives. Our water is filled with toxic poisons and big pharma runoff. All of this has been engineered by design. We can turn the tide against the eugenicist by giving ourselves the nutrients our body desperately needs. To learn more, visit InfoWarsHealth.com. The site is literally packed with audio and video featuring top health professionals who don't bow down to big pharma. The fight against the New World Order starts with you, and you can't stand against the machine if you're sick, tired, and obese. When you visit InfoWarsHealth.com, be sure and check out the catalog with nearly 400 life-changing products and get free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally, I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100-degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
You've thought about it for years. Well, the time is now. You need a secret bunker, and you need it deep and strong. Atlas Survival Shelters should be your first and only choice. The experts at Atlas can help you choose a shelter that has all the comforts of your home and is 11 times stronger than square box shelters. Call Atlas at 1-855-4-BUNKERS. 1-855-4-BUNKERS. Or visit iwantthatbunker.com. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer: Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show. Because there's a war on for your mind.
We had the roster loaded up with very informative guests today, like Gerald Celente and obviously a Professor Dr. Francis Boyle. But we will pepper the rest of this hour with your calls, John in Wyoming, Ken, and Justin. Those will be the three calls I have time for. We got more military sources actually calling in, and I've done a lot of research on this. These are very accurate callers that are calling in, giving us info, because obviously I haven't told everything I know, not all of it, because I don't want to give away the source of the missing nuke story. If I get one more email or comment, though, about there aren't nukes at Dyess under the treaty. That's the whole point. They pulled nukes out that weren't supposed to be there. And the base security was freaking out about it. The other officers were. And they had to have the base commander come out and say, no, this is authorized. And they went on the trucks. And the police went as far to go, where are these going? And they said, South Carolina is what we're told. To the Special Forces security people from Florida that were there picking them up. Okay? And then we find out Lindsey Graham is running around saying South Carolina is going to be nuked by Syria if we don't attack them. CBS News. The story's up on Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. And I hope the two things aren't connected. But you had the Minot situation with the cruise missiles that came up missing a few years ago, and then no one would say who gave the order, and everybody involved loading them got killed, committed suicide, or died. So this is a big deal. Okay, and I don't like having to report this. It's very dangerous, I'll be honest with you. The fact that I'm talking about it being dangerous may protect us a little bit, but my gut tells me this is a really dangerous area to be involved in. But you know what? I am not going to play games. And it's going to take that attitude from everybody that's going to change things, like the folks that let us know about this going on. Now, Dr. Francis Boyle is obviously a guest every few months on the show, very informative. And I'm not going to go over his old bios. We'll take up all the time, but he has a Ph.D. in political science from Harvard University, top of his class there, and he's a best-selling author as well. His most recent book, Destroying Libya and the New World Order, The Three Decades U.S. Campaign to Terminate the Gaddafi Revolution. He's an expert on Syria, traveled the whole world. He went to the special Ph.D., they only give one of a year, people like Brzezinski and Kissinger. He was being groomed, one of their top guys, but has been exposing him when he found out the whole plan, and that's why he's on a no-fly list and is harassed and demonized. He also helped write U.S. chemical biological weapons treaties. He doesn't like having his horn tooted, but he's a top expert, and he joins us here today. We only got like 3 minutes. We got a break. Long segment coming up, Dr. Boyle, but you've heard me mention what's happening with these missing nukes. All the other Putin saying he'll now arm Syria more, Russian Chinese troop ships showing up, battle cruisers, missile cruisers. You look at the scary neocons with Obama. Really creepy people. I mean, my gut tells me we're in the most dangerous place historically since the Cuban Missile Crisis. But instead of having John F. Kennedy as president, we've got something like Jack T. Ripper in charge. What is your gut and your intel telling you, Dr. Boyle?
Yes, it is extremely dangerous, Alex, as you were pointing out. As you know, earlier this week, Israel launched a ballistic missile in the general direction of Russia with the support of the Pentagon, forcing the Russians to put their nuclear forces on alert. My understanding is they're still on alert.
Yeah, they're in bunkers.
That's correct. And this is shaping up like the Cuban Missile Crisis, which I lived through. You have the five Russian ships that have interposed themselves off the coast of Syria. The Chinese ship is now joining them. So it appears that Russia and China have decided to draw a red line at Syria. They did sacrifice Libya, but it does appear they've decided to make a stand here. Obama got nowhere with Putin in St. Petersburg. So I'm afraid that if we don't stop Obama right away, we could be seeing a regional war here that evolves into World War III. If you look at the resolution that Obama sent to Congress, it clearly calls for the authorization to use military force against Iran and Russia. So that's,
well, it says anywhere in the world, yeah, basically.
Basically, but it's clear, it says anyone that supports Syria, and that means Iran, that means Russia, it now means China, Hezbollah, the Palestinians in Gaza. So basically, anyone Obama decides he wants to take out, he can take out. Also, U.S., our report, the Wall Street Journal is saying, oh, well, those Russian ships are sending intel back to Syria, which, of course, means they'll take those Russian ships out.
Stay there, Doctor. We'll come right back out at that point. Then I want to talk about Iran, one of their top members of their expert council that elects the Ayatollah. He's talking about how they're going to rape Obama's daughter and stuff. I mean, this is really escalating quickly.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Let's get one thing straight here. The people running our government are illegitimate, and they hate America, and they hate our freedom. Everything they say about the terrorists who they now publicly run in Libya, in Syria, in Egypt. And I look at the strategy of tension, the Brzezinski-type plan, and, of course, our guest knows all these people intimately, and it is madness. It's like Hitler turning east into Russia or Napoleon. This is what they do when they're at the end of their power, and all their crimes are coming in, basically bring them down, they will flee forward and start some giant event. And you've got all of these scandals, seven big scandals, NSA, Fast and Furious, IRS gate, persecuting the media, the whistleblowers, all of it. And I see these Democratic Congress people in the news saying, well, we've got to be loyal to Obama. It's so immoral that they, Chris Matthews and all these people say on TV, we played the clips this week, well, we got to do this for Obama. It's all about their club and their little almost like Hitlerian group and the neocons with them and all these weirdos who think war is cool and global domination and showing Assad. And then Iran has got a bunch of unstable lunatics as well running it. I mean, and they're saying, good, let the World War III begin. We will kill you. We're going to kidnap all your families and murder you. By the way, this happened back during the 80s. They were grabbing CIA section chiefs, killing them, torturing them. I mean, look, they may not have to stage terror attacks if they attack Syria and Iran. They do have sleeper cells. And see, that's the false flag. Start a fight. Then the asymmetrical warfare comes back by groups that have no other way to fight back but like that. You get them in a wild killing frenzy. A homicidal death commando mood that the Persians will certainly get into. Over a million of them died in that Iran-Iraq war, the West stage. They're sick of it. And they're going to take all our rights under this conflagration. Now, I'm ranting here. Dr. Francis Boyle, who's helped write chemical and biological weapons treaties, was basically trained by all these guys, knows them well. You know their psychology. But this is bigger than just a few cruise missiles to divert off the scandals. I mean, they're massing B-1 and B-2s and Diego Garcia out in the ocean there south of the Persian Gulf. They're moving nukes around. They're got troop ships loaded with Marines. That's confirmed. They got plans for 75,000 troops. They were massing troops months ago in Jordan and Gaza. I mean, they're lined up, it looks like, not just for a regional war, but a war with Russia. And is that what Homeland Security was for? Was to get ready for COG, for a survivable nuke war? Are these people completely certifiably insane? You know them. You've worked with them. Tell us, doctor, what we're facing.
Well, Alex, what we're seeing now is the unfolding of a very elaborate war plan by the Pentagon, the CIA, the so-called power ministries, as we used to say in the Soviet Union. They know exactly what they're doing. This is a chess game as they see it. They hit Syria, Syria responds, Lebanon, Israel, Jordan, culminating in Iran, and then Russia, whenever we take out those ships, will have to decide. Putin will have to decide, do we fight or do we let the five ships go? Not only is this a war plan, but on all war plans, before they execute them, and you've been pointing out the stages here, these are all stages, it's a war plan, it has also been war gamed. So they already know what the steps are and will be. And from my perspective here, having been through the same PhD program that produced Kissinger and Brzezinski, they gave me Kissinger's old office. I think this is it, that all this talk about, you know, hitting Iran down the line, they're going to take Iran out now. And then it will be up to Putin to decide when they take out his five ships there off the coast of Syria, will he fight or he won't? And I don't know what Putin will do, except that you recall during the war,
Georgia.
Back, well, of course, we came very close.
888. Yeah.
And he did fight back there. And we basically sacrificed Georgia and then we pulled back. But Putin did say that earlier he did mention a Cuban Missile Crisis in reverse. And he did say this could set off World War III. Remember, Putin is KGB. He's a very tough man, a lot tougher than Obama, who's basically a front man, pretty much like Bush Jr. or Reagan before him. They put him in there. They give him the lines to read. He's very good.
Well, doctor, let me just throw this out. I don't want you to continue on that point I'm interrupting. Look, I understand it's all war-gamed out with computers and geopolitical. They admit that. Wesley Clark blew the whistle on it, seven-nation plan. I understand, but still, Hitler had plans, too. I'm saying, fundamentally, these are insane people. I can look at them and the way they act, that group of senators and people, and the National Security Council, these people all have psychopathic-looking eyes. These are all people. This is like their fun is doing this, and they've all got bunkers. Their grandkids have got bunkers. And you know, I think they all need to be arrested. I mean, I'm willing to risk my life saying that on air. I've had enough of these people. I've had enough of their crap. Now, I'm asking you about their mindset, doctor, because you know them.
Yeah, I went through the same program at Harvard and then at the University of Chicago with all the neocons there. These people are psychopathic. There's no question about it. And they are brainwashed at these elite institutions like Chicago and Harvard to do this type of work. But we have to understand you could be a psychopath and yet still be extremely rational and calculating.
Highly functioning psychopath.
That is correct. The same was true with Bush Jr. So, you know, with all due respect, Alice, I don't know exactly how far it gets us to say they're insane. But I think the correct term is psychopathic or sociopathic. Either one, I think, is a correct
term. But isn't it insane risking thermal nuclear war? Just because they will have a score to settle with Assad?
I think their calculation is that Putin will back down, that they can take Syria and, if necessary, Iran, and that Putin will back down because we and the Chinese, at the end of the day, will back down because we have an offensive first-strike strategic nuclear weapons capability that can take out the Russian nuclear forces and the Chinese forces in a first strike.
You're talking about cruise missiles?
I'm talking about the whole complex of everything we have, including ICBMs, SLBMs, B-2s, B-1s, B-52s.
And don't forget the secret projects.
That is correct. But this has already been written about in Foreign Affairs and things of that we do have. And I've written an article about it, if you want to see on the Internet. And Obama has approved a first-strike strategic nuclear war plan against Russia.
Yeah, I saw that article. Give us the name. We'll pull it up on screen for TV viewers. Dr. Boyle.
Well, it's just Obama plans first-strike nuclear war. If you hit my name, it should come out.
Dr. Francis Boyle, Obama plans first-strike nuclear war. Yeah, I mean, they've admitted that first-strike a few years ago, and that's, I mean, it's crazy because it's certain, at a certain point, it's got to give. You've got all these control freaks building giant NSA bases, setting up domestic takeover groups. How do the American people play in when you've got 99% Congress is now saying in phone calls, it's actually 520-something to 4 is what's coming in on the phone calls on average. So that's more than 99%. I think it's like 99.5 or something. If you do the math, we did it last night in an article. I mean, I see the facade, though, on government falling. Everyone I know now is apologizing to me and saying it's all true. I'm not just saying that. I mean, it's like everyone I know now, it's like a mass. Is that a survival instinct, do you think? And how big do you think the awakening is? And does that matter? Or is that even more of a reason to get a big war going to try to shut down the awakening?
Well, as you know, I started an impeachment campaign against Obama. And it's really last week I launched it, and it's really taking off. And I've heard from a lot of people, and I think the scales are falling from their eyes on Obama. That's correct. But you know, still, our members of Congress will respond to public pressure. Notice Senator McCain, the tongue lashing he got there at a town forum. And now he's saying if Obama puts boots on the ground in Syria, he'll be impeached. The New York Times today said Obama fears impeachment. So I think what we have to do is put the fear of impeachment into Obama immediately.
Well, what about the people advising him? They're the people that once this all flushes out, I want hearings. I want to start arresting these people. Because what Wesley Clark talks about, a plan to hit seven nations that didn't do anything, that's a war crime.
That's correct. And in my Libya book, I cite General Clark's memoirs, and I compare it to the Nuremberg judgment, where Nuremberg condemned the Nazis for waging offensive war against 12 states, and Obama, the Clark plan had 7, And then you have to add in there Yemen and Pakistan. So the Obama people are already at 9 or 10, depending on how you want to count it. That's correct.
And by the way, folks, I don't like getting up here saying people, I don't usually talk like this, saying arrest these people. I love my kids and I love the future of humanity. And I'm telling you, I've studied history. Even if Russia backs down this time or later, well, the type of world they're building will end up being in some giant chemical or biological or nuclear war. And these guys think they're going to survive it. The whole infrastructure they're building is so they can have global domination. We shouldn't give in to the mental illness of global domination of these megalomaniacs. Let's play one of the clips of Wesley Clark, the former head general of NATO, who was brought into the Pentagon with the plan to invade 7 countries. Here it is.
I went through the Pentagon 10 days after 9/11, and an officer from the Joint Staff called me into his office and said, I want you to know, he said, sir, we're going to attack Iraq. And I said, why? He said, we don't know. And then I came back to the Pentagon about 6 weeks later. I saw the same officer. I said, why haven't we attacked Iraq? We still going to attack Iraq? He said, oh, sir. He says, it's worse than that. He said, I just got this memo from the Secretary of Defense's office that says we're going to attack and destroy the governments in 7 countries in 5 years. We're going to start with Iraq, and then we're going to move to Syria, Lebanon, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, and Iran.
And ladies and gentlemen, this is not a video game. Dr. Boyle?
That's correct. As a matter of fact, right after 9/11, Deputy Secretary of Defense Wolfowitz came out and said the United States government was going to get in the business of destroying states. That was his exact words, destroying states. And that plan was that General Clark discussed was drawn up pursuant to this diktat by Wolfowitz. And I went through the same neocon program at Harvard, at Chicago, that produced Wolfowitz. He got his PhD in international relations there, while I got my bachelor's degree in international relations. It's neocon heaven up there.
And they teach you that being more evil than evil is actually virtuous, that command destruction, that you are the enlightened one, everyone else is dogs, basically, correct?
Well, it's even worse than that, in that the godfather for the neocons was Carl Schmitt, who was the leading Nazi jurist of that era. He justified every hideous atrocity that Hitler inflicted on everyone, including the Jews. His student and protege was Leo Strauss.
That's right.
Who founded the neocon movement at Chicago. I arrived there right after Strauss had retired, but I studied with his top student, right-hand man, Joseph Cropsey. But Wolfowitz had arrived to study with Strauss and the whole neocon cabal there at Chicago. So I have to understand, certainly in the neocons, this is neo-Nazism.
I noticed Cass Sunstein has a similar pedigree as you, but you didn't go, you know, serve the emperor after you got trained by him. So understanding this, of course, he's saying play us off against each other, total war on the people. I just can't believe they publish all this stuff.
They do publish it, which is good. You can read about the plans. Sunstein is a closet neocon, spent most of his career at the University of Chicago. And then he's a student at Harvard.
Yeah.
And he taught at Chicago. There he met Obama and Elena Kagan, now in the Supreme Court. To make a long story short, Kagan licked the boots of Larry Summers to become president of dean of Harvard Law School. And then she hired Sunstein. We know for a fact, as I'm sure you documented, Sunstein is in charge of was in charge of Obama's internet infiltration policy.
Cognitive infiltration.
That's right. And his wife is Samantha Power at the Security Council.
Fear-mongering.
War-mongering.
Yes. Right. She's a war whore. These people are they're incalculably evil, is what I hope listeners understand. We're going to go back to calls here in a moment. But, I want your take on what these callers have to say. Have you heard about my report about missing nukes from an Air Force base, and then now Lindsey Graham says support war or the West Coast is going to be nuked?
Well, yes, it does remind me of the point Cheney made as vice president that the next major terrorist act that goes off, we're going to blame it on Iran and go to Iran. So, yes, there is a potential of a false flag here, sure.
I just can't believe it's all happening. But I guess for every generation that goes through a real tyranny, it's like they, people always say, we couldn't believe it was happening. And I feel like I'm in slow motion here, like when you're in a car wreck right before the other car hits you. Is there any way to stop these people?
Well, 2 points. One, you know, we September 9, Congress reconvenes. And we need a member of the House to immediately put in a bill of impeachment against Obama. The House is controlled by the Republicans. They impeached Clinton over fellatio and lying about fellatio. They could certainly impeach Obama immediately without hearings. In fact, it can all be done orally and on a voice vote. That would then send it off to a Senate for a trial that would bottle up, hopefully, Obama. Indeed, today's New York Times says Obama does not want to get impeached because it would bottle him up in the Senate. And then second, we all still have our First Amendment rights, freedom of speech, freedom of association.
Well, I mean, as a top constitutional lawyer, I should have added that to your long repertoire. If the Justice Department's run by him, does the Congress then also impeach his attorney general? And then, or do we have a state grand jury indict him? I mean, how do we arrest these people?
Well, I've already taken a position a year ago that Holder should have been impeached for publicly advocating and approving the murder of United States citizens in violation of the Fifth Amendment to the United States.
Sure, sure. Backing NDAA. Stay there and explain to us the constitutional path to clap these people in irons. We'll be right back before they start nuclear war. Or you just sacrifice our kids on the fiery altar of conflagration.
You are now in the crosshairs. The NSA and the FBI are treating you like a criminal and monitoring your every move. Ron Paul said recently, "The evidence of the totalitarian nature of this government is on display undeniably every day. What's taking place right now is a coup and the destruction of the Constitution. Fortunately, there is something you can do about it. Learn how to be invisible, lock down your privacy, and even disappear forever. Go to privacylockdown.com to learn how. That's privacylockdown.com.
Can you pluck a chicken in about 90 seconds? You can with Power Plucker. Plucking by hand is a chore, but the Power Plucker makes it fast and easy. Simply chuck Power Plucker into your power drill and watch those feathers fly off. Save time and money with our complete home processing kits, too. For free USA shipping and 10% discount, go to powerplucker.com and enter promo code RADIO. Powerplucker.com, the only drill-powered poultry plucker.
Why does the United States spend the largest percentage of GDP in the world on healthcare? Why do we have the highest cancer rates on the planet? The highest rates of diabetes, autism, and every other major disease? It all comes down to one thing. We are what we eat. Our food is devoid of nutrition and processed with poisons and additives. Our water is filled with toxic poisons and big pharma runoff. All of this has been engineered by design. We can turn the tide against the eugenicist by giving ourselves the nutrients our body desperately needs. To learn more, visit InfoWarsHealth.com. The site is literally packed with audio and video featuring top health professionals who don't bow down to Big Pharma. The fight against the New World Order starts with you, and you can't stand against the machine if you're sick, tired, and obese. When you visit InfoWarsHealth.com, be sure and check out the catalog with nearly 400 life-changing products and get free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip.
Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
See, folks, what they do is these global criminals is they get these big councils going, they create false pretenses, and then launch wars by committee so one person can't get in trouble and be blamed. Obama got cold feet and then went to Congress to get them to certify it, but now that's blowing up in his face. I don't get up here on air with a sizable audience of 3 million and say they should be arrested for nothing. I mean, they could kill me or arrest me or set me up very easily. If they do, that's a price I pay because I don't want nuclear war to happen, okay? I'm a serious person. And I know Dr. Boyle is a serious person. We're not trying to sit here and, like, hype this up. There's no way to hype how serious this is with Vladimir Putin talking about nuclear war, okay? And if you study criminology and the past elites, this, you know, I'm surprised we haven't killed ourselves so far. And Dr. Boyle, just briefly, then we're going to let you go and go to calls. I appreciate all your time. What is the path? Obviously, I think impeachment threats are important. The Congress is backing off. They're getting scared. Obama came out today and said, I'll go ahead anyway. So he's obviously being told to do this. What do we do then when these people are trying to start aggressive, illegal, Hitlerian war?
Well, first, on Obama, you know, on all these people, we have to impeach. Certainly Obama and Holder would be good, too. And get them out of office, and then we can worry about prosecuting them. There are also citizens' arrests. You could check with a local attorney in your jurisdiction about the common law doctrine of citizen arrest to see if that is available and what the circumstances might
be. Now, I know that's in law, but they make a joke out of it. But I mean, then they just call you a terrorist. But I guess it would be a good PR stunt, at least.
Well, under the circumstances, it might be something to consider. But I'm not advocating anyone to do this unless you seek advice and counsel from a local attorney familiar with either the common law or statutory law in your jurisdiction. And then third, we need massive numbers of American citizens to take to the streets peaceful, nonviolent protests against a war. We need Democrats, Republicans, liberals, libertarians, conservatives.
I agree. Why do you think we have such an incredible unification of even Glenn Beck saying we should demonstrate and Rush Limbaugh saying looks like a false flag and Pat Buchanan and Matt Drudge and Ron Paul? I mean, it's across the spectrum. People understand this is really dangerous.
That's correct. I lived through the Cuban Missile Crisis, and that's what spurred me to study international relations. I had grown up to believe Kennedy was a good president, and when the crisis was all over, I thought, you know, he's insane, and I could do a better job than this, but I better study it. So I think we're now seeing the Obama emperor wears no clothes. And all of his associates, and how dangerous and sociopathic these people really are to the entire world, and especially here in America, to our Constitution, our Republic. Indeed, Obama is worse than Bush. Not only did he do all the police state practices, but as you were mentioning before, the NDAA, Senator Levin, told us that it was Obama himself.
Oh, yeah.
Insisted that that it applied.
Dr. Boyle, briefly, what's your assessment of Putin?
Putin's a very tough man. He is KGB to the core. He's a lot tougher than Obama. So I don't know if he's going to back down. If we take out those Soviet ships, those Russian ships, I don't know if he's going to back down. I can't say. I think it's a mistake on the part of these Obama people to believe he does. But remember, Obama's top advisor on this is Brzezinski, and he's a certified sociopath. I went to the same program at Harvard that produced him.
Incredible. I know. Dr. Boyle, we'll talk to you again soon. Next week, if you can do it, I'll be back Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m., coming up with more phone calls straight ahead. Thank you, Dr. Boyle.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.